Czech fugitive Tomáš Pitr, who fled the country after being found guilty of extensive tax fraud, is reported to be playing a cat-and-mouse game with the Czech police. According to the Daily Pravo, Pitr regularly comes home to visit and leaves again undetected by the authorities. The Daily claims that, according to a local source, the fugitive businessman was last seen in the vicinity of his luxury home over Christmas. A police spokeswoman whom the Daily contacted admitted that the police suspected this was indeed going on, but said that so far efforts to detain Pitr on one of his reported outings to the Czech Republic had failed. She said the open border regime within Schengen and the lack of police officers complicated these efforts. Tomáš Pitr is believed to be spending his time in Austria and Switzerland, where his crimes are barred by a statute of limitations. A dry cleaner's van with the blue and yellow stripes, colours of the Czech police force, is stopping Prague residents in their tracks. The van looks like a police van at first glance, but a closer look reveals that the new police motto, to help and protect, which is now to be found on the side of all Czech police cars, has been changed to wash and iron. The PR stunt has got the owner of the dry cleaning company plenty of publicity, but he may have to use some of the profit to pay a steep fine for breaking the law, up to 100,000 crowns. The Czech long-distance swimmer Iveta Hlaváčová is to show off the world's longest jeans on catwalks in the United States, Great Britain and Australia. American fashion designer Roy Parkin is launching a line of jeans for tall, long-legged women. And what more suitable model than the woman who, according to the Guinness Book of Records, has the longest legs in the world? Hlaváčová says she is delighted with the offer and is greatly looking forward to the new line, since she always has problems getting ready-to-wear trousers. Almost all of them are short, so she says she ends up buying jeans in the men's department. Now she is looking forward to a pair that will not only be long enough, but will show off her legs and look sexy. And Roy Parkin has given her his word that she will never have to wear men's jeans again in her life. It'd be hard port to find someone in the Czech Republic who has not seen Josef Ladas' paintings and illustrations. His illustrations of village life are particularly popular, and thousands of them get printed as postcards every year. Now, a pub in the Hanau region is aiming to bring one of his illustrations, A Fight in the Pub, to life. Lada's illustration shows the interior of a village pub with everyone in it caught up in a free-for-all, including members of the local live band. At the centre is the pub owner rolling up his sleeves and brandishing a stick. The idea is to produce a freeze frame resembling the illustration as closely as possible, and the organisers of the event have promised to take snapshots of the live picture, which they will then distribute to participants by email. Apart from a good time at the pub, which is sure to follow, participants will have a truly original greeting card to send to their friends. Josef Ladas' pub fight come to life, with they themselves getting a piece of the action. Two Two beer fans from Liberec made headlines last week after showing off their invention, a mobile beer crate, to the press. Tomáš Šarbota and Jan Klusta were enjoying a pint at the pub on a Sunday afternoon and watching a man unload beer crates from a van when they got a brainwave. They decided to invent a mobile beer crate that beer lovers could simply straddle and ride home. All it took was a motor from a motorcycle, a bit of know-how and a few hours of work, and soon the crate, chock full of beer of course, was whizzing down the road at 45 kilometers per hour. It looks like drinking will never be easier, but we'll have to wait and see if the mobile crate ever goes into mass production. Most Czechs are conservative when it comes to beer, but you wouldn't think so if you happen to attend this week's Barman's Contest in Žatec. Students from six gastronomic schools in the country competed in the art of cocktail mixing, and beer cocktails were on the agenda. Some of the concoctions sound truly horrific, but their authors swear they taste good and will not give you a painful hangover. Among the specialties produced was beer with cream, beer with tomato juice, and beer with champagne. Well, I don't know about you, but I think I really will stick to plain old beer. The Krkonoš legend is one that every Czech child knows well. In the deep forests of the giant mountains, there lives a giant who protects his realm. He is to be feared and respected, since he rewards good deeds but lets no evil go unpunished. His main helper is a jaybird who keeps him well informed about the goings-on in his realm. Krkonoš is believed to be able to govern the forces of nature, and a violent thunderstorm on a warm summer's day means that he is seriously displeased with someone and teaching them a lesson. The Krkonoš bedtime stories filmed in the 70s have become legendary, and you will even find the giant on beer labels. Now there is an outsized snow sculpture of Krkonoš in the town of Jilemnice in the giant mountains. The stern-looking old man with an enormous beard is there to remind the inhabitants that he is watching over them, ever ready to reward and punish.